from the Crayon Entourage. I am the wisdom of the feminine divine, in honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine, speaking in these times of change to remind you of the unity that is possible within you now, to remind you of the unity that is possible within your world, to remind you of the unity that is possible in the universe. We ask you to take a deep breath. Enjoy the feeling of filling your lungs with air, to be present in a physical body on this planet in these times of change. There is much to see and to do at this time, and we wanted you to just take a moment to feel your physical body. For it is through this beautiful body that you wear that you express the energies of what it means to incarnate here upon planet Earth during these times of change. Now, in this time, you will begin to understand more of your history, more ancient than you've ever been taught before. As you begin to see the lineage that you have descended from, in comes the new ways of thinking, the new ways of being, even the new ways of feeling. There is a new bandwidth of emotions, a new way to feel. We ask you, how much joy are you willing to feel? How much love can you take? How much compassion? The new bandwidth raises the resonance of the emotions of humanity. And as you enter into that bandwidth, you will begin to see more and more in the eyes of everyone else, your own being. No longer poetic, philosophical possibility, but a reality that you cannot look away from. And when that happens, that resonance of unity with the new bandwidth of emotions that you will activate as you understand the lineage that is yours, not only as a human being, but also your lineage from the stars. Feel the truth of this. Upon that awareness, we will then have the time of peace that was prophesied for this planet. You're that close. Some gentle, loving guidance we have to offer you in our time together. You will have more clarity, and many of the conflicts will no longer exist. You will discover new skills within your own being, new ideals, new understandings. They're already showing within you. It is a time of testing, of learning. Say yes, I understand there is a lineage that is mine, that is in each one of us, that connects us with the stars. The expectation is that the wisdom is greater. We ask you to understand. The wisdom you are opening with this new understanding is supported by the wisdom you have generated and learned here, incarnating as a human. As the knowledge opens to you of what is possible, that which has been a mystery will reveal the new ways of being, and you will respond with, "Oh, indeed, I always knew this, but now it is here in my daily life." We ask you, as you discover the truth of your being, the new abilities, the new gifts, the new awarenesses, that you continue. Enjoy them as they blossom, as they make themselves known. For you will be letting go of old ways of being where you felt confined, constricted. And yet, we will ask you to continue. To say, "Yes, I understand," to become, to grow, but to keep the resonance growing. Enjoy the path, but know the energy is going to increase. Ride of your life, indeed it is. Are you ready? Are you sure? Continue to do the very best that you can. Continue to grow and define what integrity means to you. Live it, be it, for the empowerment, for the energy to come. You waited for this moment. You actually held it back for a while. Did you know that? You did it on purpose, for you felt you weren't ready. And in these final moments, as the turning point time is upon us, you understand the importance that you have grown in integrity and strength. For the power you asked for and are receiving requires that you use it in great wisdom. Are you wise? Are you wise? Would you like to become wiser? And we have this to say to you. You are in a moment where you may release the old restrictions much easier than you ever have before. What are you enslaved to? As you begin to speak the language of energy with greater clarity, you will also be able to direct the energetic patterns of your being with greater ease and focus. You are free. You have always been free. It is much like the story of the Wizard of Oz, where Dorothy is told, "You always possess the ability to go home. You have always possessed the ability to release that which you have perceived holds you tight." New freedoms. Feel it. Feel your band of ascension, the energy that surrounds your head in the area of the third eye. Feel the recalibration and the energetic strength through your spine to support you in these next steps. In this time, bring a visualization into the area of your third eye of that which you wish to release. Open your heart to the new bandwidth of emotions. Sit straight in your chair. Star people. People of the earth. Star people. Feel the energy of what it means to claim your lineage, to be more whole. Come into the light of the new awareness. Let go of the old restrictions. I must do this. I must be that. And be in the presence of who you are. Allow the merging. The merging of the two. Male, female, light, dark, human, star person. Feel your wholeness now from your feet all the way up through your body. Invite the resonance of infinite love to pulse through you. Continue to nurture yourself each day, ever mindful that the moment you have waited for is now. Nurture yourselves, open to these new understandings. Let us share the favorite mantra of the channel, shall we? Message from the infinite universe to the human. I am with you always because I am you. Receive that into the cells of your body. Receive that through the information and messages we have just given you. Receive your awareness of the infinite in every cell of your body, in every layer of your DNA, in every light fiber of your being. Now comes the channel's favorite part. Message from the human to the infinite universe. I am with you always because I am you. We assure you, we and the universe smile. For you are coming into a level of knowing and being to join in the family of the universe. The universal human is alive and well. It is you. The universal human is ready for more. In these moments that we share with you, we ask you to hold your hands up and to simply touch the energy around you. Feel the pulsating, the vibrational frequency that is here. Hold your hands upon your heart if you choose. And open to the new levels of energetic communication multi-dimensional being that you are. It is in the energy of infinite love and joy to affirm to you, I am the wisdom of the feminine divine, in honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine. We invite you into this resonance. We ask you to say, with the feeling in your heart, I am the wisdom of the feminine divine. In honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine, I am the masculine divine. In honor of the wisdom of the feminine divine, how do you feel? Together, let us affirm. And so I am. And so I am. Blessings in the energy of infinite love.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. And once again, we address the obvious. In the shadow of the mountain, you gather. And the purpose of the place is the discussion at hand. And so this is the theme and will continue to be the theme for the duration of this visit. We broached some issues last night about the history of who is in the mountain, why, and what may happen next. And so let us begin the teaching. I wish to echo the teachings of the Pleiadians this night. And I'm going to title this brief message, The Three Steps to the Beginning of an Ascended Civilization of Humanity. Three beginning steps. There are so many things that you could know and you could learn, that you could be part of as the time capsules open, as the information starts to pour to you, as you are able to receive. It starts to change human nature. This is the catalyst, dear ones, to a softer human being, to a softer civilization, to answers to issues that you have said are unsolvable. And for decades, the argument that has been before you about that which you would hear from channelers and New Agers and esoteric believers It's always been the same. It cannot be, because humans are not like that. Humans tend to see what it is, decide it always has been, and that there is no solution, because there never has been one. There would be those who would look at human nature, at civilization, and say, it cannot change. It never has changed. It never will change. And also, that is the fight, is it not? Because the very tools of civilization shift are at hand. As the DNA starts to work at a higher percentage, consciousness has new ideas. New ideas create different modalities, paradigms that you'd never thought of, ways of doing things you've never thought of, solutions to age-old problems that you said could not be solved. So what kind of information do you think is going to pour out of those time capsules? And I'm going to tell you right now what the Pleiadians want you to know. Only three things, and they're so simple. You've got to walk before you run. And these things, although so simple, are exponentially difficult from one to the next. Just three, for a starter. And the three instructions go to old souls. The ones who are here on purpose, the ones who know they're here on purpose. The ones who have come to hear the instructions. Do not take these lightly, even if you think you've heard them before. It's the secret to consciousness shift. Let me ask you something, parents. You watch your children grow. You teach them what you can. They learn to do all of the things that a human being has to learn how to do in the first year, the second year. Starting about the third to fifth year, they have self-awareness, and it begins, does it not? Ego control. The child becomes like an island, and they see themselves. And sometimes it's out of control, is it not? Because they go into protection mode and survival mode, the me mode. Sometimes they're demanding. They have to have this. They have to have that. There is no awareness of anything else. That's not the time to give them high physics, is it? It's not the time to impart to them the wisdom of how to get a job or how you should look or talk or act. You got to deal with the basics. You got to try to show them that there are things around them that are bigger than they are. And that in order for them to get to the next step, there has to be a bigger awareness besides me. You've got to take them out of survival mode. You're getting the picture, aren't you? Before I even begin, the first step. We have said this before, you must pass through the singularity of survival. Survival consciousness creates fear, unbalance, isolationism, and single vision. Survival consciousness creates fear, unbalance, isolationism, and single vision. You surround yourself with your own bubble because you're afraid of what is out there. And this is human consciousness, and it has been this way, until now. The first step is to get out of it. Is to understand that you are no longer in this modality, that you can relax. Part of it is to trust yourself when others don't trust themselves. All of this in step one is a claiming of a more mature human being than perhaps you even feel you are. And you might say, well, I don't really understand what you mean by survival consciousness. Let me give you an example. I'll give it another word, conquering consciousness. You got to conquer everything. You've got to win. You got to climb the mountain. You have to have victory. You have to have achievement in order to get to where you want to be. No, you don't. I'm going to set the stage for number one. I just want to give you one of many examples. I want to bring it into your real experience. A change of consciousness on the planet is going to change everything, not just esoteric people, not just those who are spiritual. It's going to change everything. It's going to change the way business is done, governments are run, and politics. Let us take the example of politics. A politician must conquer. And as they campaign to conquer that which is you. They want your thoughts. They want you to decide that they are the best. They are conquering your opinion. Place after place they go. They pound the rostrum. They say what they need to say to conquer your mind. What your decision is. And after you have done that, they climb to the top and they are victorious over their opponent. This is isolationism. Do you see this? This is the way of it. And you may say, well, that's just normal. It's normal for old energy. Let me paint a picture just for a moment of what it could be just in this one instance. Let us say that the conquering is dropped. And instead, here is a politician who is soft-spoken. And this politician starts to talk about the wisdom of what they wish to do. They have a charismatic approach to bring you in, perhaps, through the wise approach so that you could see through discernment of what they're trying to do. They never make the other one wrong. They never say that they have an opponent who is ugly or who's done a bad job or has bad ideas or doesn't know what they're doing. It is unconscionable for them to criticize the other side. Instead, they may even congratulate the other side for being in this race, not to a finish line, but to a consensus. They are mature, they are wise, they are gentle. There's no hate. And right now there's a lot of you who are saying, that's not gonna work. It may not at first, but I'll tell you something. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. And when you start to see this, you're going to know I'm right. Apart from which direction they are or what party they represent, you're going to see the wisdom of the one who's balanced. And that's the one you're going to want in office. not the other one that pounds the table and says that the other guy is wrong, never will make it, hasn't done a good job, doesn't belong there. Do you see the difference? Do you see how one is conquering and the other one has wisdom? That is just a small vignette of what a higher consciousness will look like everywhere. And I'll tell you, dear ones, that's the simple one. The messages from the Pleiadians. Old soul, if you are going to start an ascended planet in year one, you're going to have to change the way you act and do things. Number two, I can't explain it. I'll try. You're going to have to see everything. When you seek guidance and you go into meditation and prayer, who do you seek it from? If I had you write an essay for me right now, who is that exactly? Is that some spiritual being who stands aside from you, who is tall and occasionally speaks to you? Is that one you have to grovel before? Bow, hope you get some wisdom. Who is that? Could it be that there's more to you than you think? I want you to see it all. It's time. It is time to understand that the human being has a multi-dimensional, beautiful presence, and that you are made up of parts and pieces that are beyond what you think they are. I want you to see it all. The Pleiadians, when they were Lemurians, when they went into the mountains, not only did they see it all, they became something else. We gave you this last night. It is difficult to speak of things you cannot see, you do not know about, and you cannot imagine. And the second message is that you got to see it, or at least sense it, or at least know it. You're bigger than you think. You are not singular. There is so much wrapped up in the divine part of the human being that needs to be recognized, seen maturely. And that then becomes the vehicle called you, that you move forward in life, making decisions not from someone who stands taller than you, guiding you, but you guiding yourself. That's a hard one, then. When you leave this place, I want you to inquire of your cellular structure, who are you? Who am I? And I want the who to be the biggest word you've ever used. Who? And I want it to include not only that corporeal consciousness that you think is the human being, but the soul, which is eternal, which has already always been there. In every piece and part of your DNA, there is divinity. And what does that mean to you? It's the who. It's more than the human being. It's the divinity of the creative source that has always been inside you, not a guide that stands there, but is you. Working with you. It's the three dimensions, the survival consciousness, the old energy which has put you in a box and a bubble that separates you
from your divine self. And the second part of this, the three parts of the ascension of civilization, is to know thyself and see it all. You got to see all of it. If you don't see it, you got to sense it. You got to live it like there's more of you than you thought, and then relax in it instead of worrying about it all the time. Dear God, I'm not getting much guidance, you say. As though it were a part of them. You're in the dark and you're hoping somebody will come along and shine a light on you. That's how isolated you are from yourself. What if you're always getting guidance? And what if the guidance wasn't what you expected? What if the guidance was, would you please relax? And what is your interpretation of that? I'm not getting guidance. Because you're not aware, are you, of the whole thing? You got to see it all. I want you to understand you are always getting guidance 24/7, all the time, all the time. And if it doesn't happen to be what you expect or the feeling that you expect or the pointer that you want to go to turn left or right, maybe it was just relax. Maybe your cellular structure will work better if you do. You ever think of that? That was number two. What do you think number three is? Old soul, it is the hardest thing. We have talked about it for 5 years. We knew this was coming, and now I want to give it to you from the mountain. You're not going to get anywhere. Nowhere. Unless you love yourself. Nowhere. Do you love God? If the answer is yes, you've just said, I love myself. You have to. Message after message, publication, channeling after channeling after channeling, and now it's coming from the mountain. The ambassador is here. Adamus is here. And he's saying, right on. Because in order to love yourself, you've got to cast off that unworthiness that seems to come with being a human being. And that is tough. It's not an ego. It is a love of the divine inside. The part of you that says, I am part of creation and always will be. I am here for a little while, and the next time I'm here for a little while, and the next time I'm here for a little while. I am eternal. And I love it. I'm okay with it. It's beautiful. There's a plan, a system. I'm part of it. Always will be. Always was. Can you do that? Years and years ago, I invited you to go and look in the mirror at yourself and find the I am inside. It was a metaphor that says that if you look in your own eyes, the window to the soul, you're going to start looking for divinity. Can you find in your own eyes God? Or do you see the 3D part? Do you see unworthiness, a human being who is aging every day, problems, that which is not correct, therefore you got to worry about it? You got to stop that. You got to receive this invitation. Listen, there is a system of feedback we have told you about over and over. There is a part of your body that is so ready to go beyond the dimensionality and the efficiency of your DNA when it thinks it's ready. And when it thinks you're ready, you're going to get help. The body will enhance what you give it. And when you start looking at these things in this energy, it's going to applaud. Your cellular structure is ready to move forward. There is a system of enhancement you're not even aware of. You do not have to push this stone up that hill anymore. If you are divine, expect answers. Expect that to be pulled instead of you having to push it. Awaken the power inside you that wants to then continue what you start. And the more you push on this, and the more you try, the more the body will see what you're doing, like a muscle that you start to exercise. And the body cooperates, and you see that the muscle gets better and better. Anything that you practice gets better and better. Why should this be different? Define yourself if you wish, but define it in the divinity of multidimensionality. It is time. Those are the three. You see, the Pleiadians are not about to give you high physics. They'll give you the ABCs of getting a job. Until you start loving yourself. Until you see all the picture that's there. Until you get out of survival. There are those who would say, well, that's what I've been doing. No, you haven't. You've been worrying. I know who you are. How about you change it all? It's a good time to do it, is it not? Surrounded by old souls of like mind who want what you want, who are ready to see things that perhaps are really there. Don't make up your mind what can't be done. Don't define yourself right now based upon the old energy of who you were or what you think you could do or what you tried. That's all gone. Open the door. See the new tools and go for it. Dear human being, dear old soul, and that's the beginning message while you sit in the shadow of the mountain this evening. And so it is.